Here's the second thing that the need for certainty sometimes creates in a debilitating sense, and that is it immobilizes you. You know, there are so many people that want to change something in their life, but they still don't do it. They know what they should change. They know how they should change it. They know why they should change it, but they still don't do it. They're immobilized. Why? Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what? Uncertainty. That's why you want to make uncertainty your friend. So what are you talking about? If it's the thing that keeps me from taking action, that's right. Your fear of it is what keeps you from taking action. If you learn to enjoy uncertainty, where it was a state where you said, hey, I can be uncertain right now. It's okay. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to know for sure. I'm open to discovery. Then you're empowered because the answers that you really want for your life to move the next level are in the realm of the unknown. I guess it just comes down to realizing that uncertainty does not equal pain. Uncertainty can be a source of tremendous pleasure. What's the third challenge that the need for certainty usually creates for people? Well, it creates this process called rationalization. Yes, indeed. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody did something and you knew that they knew that you knew that it was wrong? Are you confused yet? And yet they still managed to feel good about it? Just understand this. The strongest force in the human personality is the need to remain consistent with how we define ourselves. Most of us define ourselves as rational human beings who are intelligent, who don't consistently do absolutely stupid, ridiculous things that would destroy their body, their mind, their emotions, or their relationships. So when we do something that we know is not so good, in order to be able to feel good about ourselves, maintain our self-esteem, we've learned to rationalize. In fact, there is a term in psychology for this. They call it cognitive dissonance. What is cognitive dissonance? It's simply this. Anytime a person finds himself holding simultaneously two conflicting beliefs or opinions or views of themselves, it starts to pull us apart. We need a sense of certainty about who we are and how we live. We can't have these totally conflicting beliefs. For example, if you're in a situation where you believe you're an incredibly intelligent person who's committed to health and yet you smoke cigarettes, that creates what we call cognitive dissonance. Your brain starts to fry. Now, in order to keep your self-esteem and keep yourself feeling like you're a rational human being, we rationalize. In other words, it's much easier to change our perception of reality than it is to change our actions. Finally, what's the fourth thing that a sense of certainty can cost us, that can be a problem for us? Where can it debilitate us? Well, when you think about this, most people in life, when they're trying to decide what to do, especially if they're uncertain, what do? Most people look to see what other people are doing to decide. In fact, there's a term in social psychology for this. We call it social proof. That is, when people are not sure what to do, they look around to see what other people are doing, and they come from the false belief that says, if enough other people are doing something, then it must be right. If enough other people believe it, it must be right. Or at least if enough authorities believe something, it must be right. If I see it in the news enough, it must be right. Is that true? You and I both know the answer to that, right? How many wonder drugs? How many wonder solutions? How many wonderful ways to live that we've been taught we're supposed to make our lives happier have not worked? How many have been promoted to us? I'm talking about by the quote-unquote experts. Listen, the ultimate expert in your life is you by testing what works, not just by looking around and being like everybody else. If you do what everybody else does, you'll have what everybody else has. You know what that's like for the general population? It's not a pretty sight. We've got to think uniquely. We've got to think differently. We can't just accept what's there. You have to become a critical thinker, an active, progressive thinker, not someone who just accepts what's given to them. And I'll give you what the challenge is. We're cognitive misers. I chose those words very specifically. We have all this energy that we have to spend on cognition to think things through. It takes energy. It takes time. Most of us don't have enough time in our lives as it is. So we tend not to think things through. We tend to look for shortcuts. Shortcuts in belief. Shortcuts. Tell me. Just get to the bottom line. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it's about. Come on. I got to go. And that process sometimes shortcuts our lives. Because we don't think and we don't find out what's really going on. See, most of our lives are being shaped by outside influences. You know why? Because there are two ways to be influenced in life, either through the peripheral route or through the central route.